I'm Anna May. I was diagnosed with osteosarcoma when I was 10. I've been going up and down to the hospital for, it's going to be basically all my life, but mainly for the full year. But I finished chemo on April 8th and I got to ring the bell. I was really upset. Obviously, my mom and dad knew like before, so I think they tried to kind of make me forget by bringing me to Smith's, but it only kind of hit in when I had to go get my Freddie in, which was an absolute lifesaver. And I got him in and it was just it hit me, but I'm still wrapping my head around it, so it's like still going. But like mum said, I had more good days than bad days. Not seeing my dad was like hard days, but I could FaceTime him all the time, which was like fine by me. And then probably like when I had to go in with a temperature, because it's procedure that they have to do, peripheral blood, which is from your arm through a needle, and I found them kind of hard, but like I got used to the needles, which was okay. So those are probably like kind of scary because I don't know what they're going to say or how long I'm going to have to be in there, what antibiotics they're going to have to put me on and all that sort of stuff. Dr. Rubison and Cislandon were the ones that made my hair fall out, and I needed to go in there for about 3 days with them, and they made me really sick. But then after I got my operation, I was able to drop it down to just going in 2 days, but I got to take breaks, so I got to go on the day ward. So I would go in, get it, go home, get some rest, and then the next day I'd go in, same time, get it, and then come home. My hair, I didn't really mind it because it wasn't like a big part of me, and I knew I didn't need it. But what was really nice was my cousin shaved his head, and then my sister shaved the bottom, like she done an undercut shave. And then I got to plan out the day that I wanted to do it when I was ready. We plaited my hair and like all my cousins got to cut it off, which was really fun because we got to try out different styles and see what I liked. And I rocked most of them. And then like it was just a nice day with all my family because we got to like go outside and like kind of laugh and chat and all. And then we got to make we have loads of jokes, me and my cousin. And my brother has a weird thing about his beard, and he shaved it really short for me as well, so it's really nice having the support of other people doing it with me. My dad's saying was always be positive, and we found out my blood type was B positive, so it was like kind of like a sign. And I knew that like once the bad things were over, the good things would start coming. And I just knew that like through every single bad thing, there was a good thing. People, they need these supports because like you don't know what's gonna happen or what to do. You can always like ring up and ask like what to do, and they'll help you. So that's why we need to donate for all the money, so that you can actually, if you ever experience, and you know that you need support and all, and that people need to donate.